Ma dynasty. After the death of Emperor Le Tantong, the court became corrupted. Benighted and brutal men like Le Wimu and Le Chongduk appeared, pushing people into a dark and miserable life. Peasant-led rebels took place throughout the kingdom. Seizing this chance, Ma Dangzong, a general in the court of Emperor Le Chiu Tong, ruling from 1516 to 1522, usurped the throne. The Ma dynasty existed in 65 years, from 1527 to 1592, with five emperors. Luckily, during this period, the country's economy, culture and education were restored. However, during their ruling time, the Ma were always threatened by pro-Le forces. In 1532, descendants and old courtier of the Le, headed by Nguyen Kim, restored the Le dynasty. There coexisted two administrations. The North Court, the Ma, was ruling from Tanhua province northwards, while the South Court, the restored Le, was residing from Tanhua southwards. During these unstable years, Vietnamese villages and hamlets considerably changed. Each village remained as a relatively independent economic administrative unit, but the central court started to intervene in this self-governing bloc. Since the Ma dynasty, in a village, apart from temples, pagodas and shrines, there appeared communal houses, places dedicated to the village tutelary gods and for the community's meetings. Such commercial ports as Van Don in the north and Hoi An, Phifo in the south continued to flourish. Thang Long was still the country's biggest town, where dwellers were very proud of their elegant lifestyle, of the grandiose Khu Chung Dai, nice starry pavilion standing on the shore of the West Lake, and of such handicrafts like fall printings in Tu Tap, later Hang Chong.